Glenn Academy Red Terriers Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Collision, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Bob Black.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Actually, we won't have Coach Hidalgo today. We're going to have the defensive side of the ball coaches, Coach Josh Field and Coach Taylor Sharp. But anyway, I'm Bob Black. This segment of the Red Terriers Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms. Got to start the timer. Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, Golden Isles Collision, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. And now join us, the defensive coordinator for the Red Terriers and the defensive back coach. They have many more titles, Coach Josh Ville and Coach Taylor Sharp. Coach Ville is actually the assistant head coach and co-defensive coordinator, I think, is what how the titles ride out. And Coach Taylor Sharp is the co-defensive coordinator. So we got them both with us today. Coach Ville, let's start with you. Let's get a little bit about your background here. I know you've been at Glenn Academy a long time. What's your hometown? How'd you get to Glenn Academy, basically?
I grew up in Sandersville, Georgia. I ended up going to college at Valdosta State. Ended up, after graduating college, going to Thompson High School for 3 years. I worked with Rob Roddings and came down here when he took the head coaching job in 04.
So you were with him at Thompson, too?
Yes, sir. And I've been here ever since.
Yeah. So you also have the inside linebackers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who as one of your responsibilities, who have done a good job this year. I mean, they're starting to gel pretty good. You've got Miles Smith, number 44, is a senior. Tywan Melvin, number is also a senior, and then Ryan Say is a senior. So, yes. Talk about their play a little bit Friday night against Richmond Hill. So,
well, like you said, those guys are actually starting to gel. They're finally starting to understand their fits, where they're supposed to be on each and every play, and you know, it takes a little bit of time for them to understand that, and not having spring and summer kind of put them in the behind a little bit. They've been able to catch up, and they're really starting to move as one unit now. Their fits, they move and fit correctly probably 90% of the time, and that helps us when we're trying to stop the run against most teams.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, you can see on film how well they're working together. Let me get your version of fits. Our Coach Rock has described it as kind of like a gate where you got two posts, one on either side, and then somebody's got to come down and slam that gate. One of those posts doesn't necessarily have to be a linebacker. It's either because the defensive lineman can have one side or both sides. Explain fits to us just a little bit more how that works in your mind.
Well, exactly. I mean, I kind of view it the same way as Coach Rock with the gate, but I mean, a lot of times my backers are fitting off the defensive end and the outside linebacker for the most part. You know, if the outside linebacker comes underneath, then the inside linebacker is going to scrape over the top. Or if the outside linebacker stays outside and sets what we call the edge, then the inside linebacker is going to fit inside of him, and he's now fitting on the ball.
Yeah, I kind of like to explain it to the guys as you got a plugger and you got a backside guy. You know, so somebody plays downhill on the play side, and the backside guy's got to look for the cuts. As far as stats for those guys Friday night, Miles Smith had 4 tackles, 3 assists. Tywan Mellon, who probably had his best game of the year, is that safe to say?
I would say, yes.
Yeah, he led the team with 6 tackles and 4 assists. And then Ryan Say, who Coach Rock describes as the dude, had a 2 tackles and 2 assists, and he really is a dude. I mean, you just can't really talk enough about
him. No, I mean, you know, he just started playing inside linebacker 4 weeks ago.
Wow.
And he's making a lot of plays. You know, he plays on the offensive side of the ball. He doesn't come off the field a whole lot. So the fact that we get him and get to play him some is, I consider it a privilege just because he is on everything.
Is he on any special teams?
We've had him involved. He's pretty much on punt return. That's about it.
Gotcha.
But, he's a dude. There's no doubt. He comes up with big plays.
This is the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show, which most of the time is head coach Rocky Hidalgo, but today it's defensive coordinator Josh Veal and co-defensive coordinator and defensive back coach, Coach Sharp. Before we get to Coach Sharp and the defensive backs, let's talk about some other guys that really didn't have a lot of tackles, and that was your defensive lineman Friday night. Did a good job up front. It looked like to me they were pushing Richmond Hill off the ball instead of the other way around.
Yes. D-line, I mean, it doesn't show up in the stat report, but, I mean, by far their best game this year. And they kind of controlled the line of scrimmage. Was able to free up the linebackers and safeties to be able to go make plays. They were very disruptive in the backfield. Kind of kept Richmond Hill at bay with their run game, and that's really good for us. Those guys are really starting to come around under Coach Guillory and Coach Mangieri.
Yeah, yeah. You got six guys you're actually rolling, and really between all six of them, they each only had one tackle apiece. So, I mean, like you said, the stats really don't show it, but you got some juniors in there that's probably going to help you out next year. And with that package, I've talked to Coach Rock about it. With that package, do you feel that you've got a pass rushing crowd and then a run crowd with the defensive linemen, or is it just how are you rotating those guys out?
Well, for the most part, we definitely have a set package when we want to go rush the quarterback. The best pass rushers, that's the guys we get on the field.
Josh Woodard, maybe.
Josh Woodard, Tyshawn Thomas, Cald Maddox, guys who are just very disruptive, quick off the football, and can defeat one-on-one blocks. Those are the guys we try to get to. Guys like Gage, Jaden Turner, DJ Clinch, those guys are – it takes two of them to block them.
We
try to play those a lot against run teams up in there to plug the gaps.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, a couple other guys just to touch base with about Friday night before we close out with you and then go to Coach Sharp. Your Vipers. The Vipers have played, I mean, to be the size they are, they play pretty good all year long. I mean, those two guys you can depend on.
There's no doubt. Those two little guys are scrappy as all get out. They play above their what you would think they would be able to play. They're very consistent. They do their job, and they get the job done. And that's what we count on those guys to do.
Yeah, you got Jonathan Beckham, who on Friday night had three tackles and two assists. And then you got Marat. What's his first name?
Dan.
I can't think of Dana or Dan. Dan Marat, who had four tackles and three assists. And he also had a sack.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those guys, you bring them off the corner pretty good. When they need to come off.
Oh, no doubt. They're very consistent. They do their job. When they're supposed to come, they come. They cause disruption back there. And when they're supposed to sit back, they're able to make plays.
Yeah, yeah. You got a stunt where you bring both of them off the corner, depending upon what you feel like the defense is going to do. So before we go to Coach Sharp defensive backs play their role Friday night, anything else on the defense just to close it out on them?
Honest with you, I feel like the defense is finally just starting to gel. So I don't think we really have peaked yet, and that's kind of the scary part because this group can be really good.
Yeah, yeah. You finally got a package together with a group that seems to be playing really well together. Well, Coach Sharp, we're going to make you wait a minute. It's the 8-minute mark. We got to take a break and recognize the sponsors. So we got more to come on the Red Terriers Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
It's that time again. Time to support your Glenn Academy Red Terriers. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers Show. And remember, We are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at PeachtreePest.com or give us a call at 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Terrors! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Terrors!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show, which is normally head coach Rocky Hidalgo, but it isn't. It's defensive co-defensive coordinators Coach Josh Phil and Coach Taylor Sharp. You listen to it on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, the Cummings Jewelers, and by Cunningham Jewelers, I'm sorry, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Okay, let's bring Coach Taylor Sharp into the mix here. Coach, same questions we got with Coach Vila. Where's your hometown? Where'd you go to high school, college, all that good stuff?
Well, first I'm going to start with the co-DC title. I will only claim that on Good Friday night, so I'll claim it from last Friday night. But normally I'm just a DC coach.
So you're taking all those messages now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It goes up and down depending on the week.
You know, that's actually kind of like the co-head coaching job. You know, when things are going back, Rock said, you need to talk to Coach Phil. That was his decision, you know. So I figured that's the way. Any more money involved with that coach stuff?
No, just more time.
Just more time. That's right. Okay. And more responsibility.
Oh, yeah. But I'm originally from Cartersville. Grew up there, went to high school there. We have a winning tradition there, and that's where I decided to get into coaching my sophomore year. I had a linebacker coach that took me under his wing and kind of showed me around a little bit how things work, and I felt like that it was my duty to kind of do that for some kids as I got older. Played 4 years there and then went to Georgia. Did not play at Georgia, unfortunately, a little too small for that, but had a lot of fun there. And then after I got out of Georgia, I went to Rome High School. Spent 4 years at Rome High School.
What'd you coach over there?
I started out at running backs, and then in 2 years of running backs, 2 years of receiver.
I got you.
And then, we were wing T up there, did some eye stuff, and then decided that my now wife, we decided we wanted to move down to the beach. And so we ended up coming down here. I went to Brunswick High School for 2 years, coached linebackers there. And then.
So that's where you got on the defensive side of the ball? The upper row, yeah. You're on the offensive side of the ball?
Correct.
I got you.
Yeah. Played defense in high school, and so I've always had a love for defense. And then came down to Brunswick, coached 2 years there at linebackers. And then Coach Rock gave me an opportunity. I came over here, I guess 6 years ago now, had no idea what I was doing at DBs. But fortunately for me, Coach Landingwood was here, and he was the DB whisperer. And he taught me all the drills and everything, and really took me under his wing and brought me along. And I owe all the defensive stuff, or defensive back stuff, to him. Yeah. He was great for me, and we worked together for 4 years here.
He's now administrator, right?
Moving
up in the world. Getting away from all you guys.
That's it.
You know, sophisticated folks.
That's right. But I've been coaching DBs here for 6 years and have loved it and enjoyed the kids. We've had
a good run.
We've had a really good run of some great kids, and they make your job a lot easier, that's for sure.
So you didn't know anything about coaching defensive back still?
I did not. Didn't know a thing. Just knew we needed to backpedal a little bit, and that was it. And then, like I said, I came over here, and Coach Veal and Coach L taught me up and got me coached up on our defense we run here. And, shoot, here we are 6 years later and coming off one heck of an effort from Friday night.
Yeah, that was a great show. Your defensive back experience reminds me of mine. There was a couple of days this week I looked at the practice schedule and it said Black Indy defensive backs. Like, what do I do? You know? How about stop blocking? You can't ever go wrong with stop blocking. So we got him over there and got him stop blocking.
Oh, shoot. If you want to kill some time at DBs, just do some footwork drills. You can do all the backpedaling and the zone turns. And the
we did that. But see, my problem is I can't throw the ball because my arms are too beat up. You listen to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, let's talk about you. You got safeties too, I guess, falling to that DB wing. I want to talk about a little, you know, the guy's not as big as a minute. That's what sometimes Cameron Joseph, your senior safety.
Yeah.
He was actually leading the team in tackles before he got hurt with his high ankle sprain, but he came back, had a pretty good showing, you know, Friday night. Actually led the team in tackles with six, tied with Taiwan Melvin. Just talk about how he, you know, it's kind of a, he loves to play downhill. I mean, I think he'd be better run than pass or good at both.
Cameron's just one of those kids where he loves football. And he's one of those guys that he goes out there every day in practice and works his butt off.
Pays his dues.
That's it. That's it. He weighs 130 pounds. He's probably 5'6", maybe on a good day. And you see him when he has his pads on and you don't even think twice about him. But then you get out there on Friday night and that joker plays out of his mind. Right there before the half. They're driving down the field. You know, we shank a punt, and they got the ball in the 20. And it's third and six, and they run an outside zone to his side, and you can't even see him. We're just on the sideline going, oh, no.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he scrapes over the top of a pulling guard, makes the tackle, and it's fourth down, and they're having to kick a field goal, which, you know, not knowing at the time, well, that was one of the many plays that, you know, our guys on defense made to save the game for us. But he's just one of those kids that he's not scared to mix it up, get downhill, and we try to put him in a good position where, you know, that's what he's doing is playing downhill and making tackles and try to keep him out of situations which, you know, would not benefit, you know, him.
Yeah, and I would imagine he's y'all play a lot. We play a lot of man coverage. Does he stay in for your pass package? Do you rotate him out some?
He's not
the fastest guy in the world, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
You know, what we did on Friday night, you know, when we knew it was definitely a passing down, is we took him out and put Tyler Devlin in there and let Tyler Devlin play over the top. He's more of a center field guy that, you know, plays for the baseball program here. He's the one that made the play at the end of the game there on the 4th and 21. What we try to do with Cam is, you know, if somebody leaves a tight end or a sniffer in there that we feel like he'd be better apt at covering, we'll do that, you know. And then
matches up better with one of those types of guys opposed to a wide receiver guy that's a step back.
So. Absolutely, yeah. We're not going to put him out there one-on-one with Jaden Drayton or DeMarion Hayes and ask him to go cover those. You know, that's what they call it, not good coaching.
Yeah, exactly. You got to see a little bit that better film than that. So
absolutely.
Talking about those guys, let's talk about them. You got senior, sophomore, and junior. Cameron Joseph is senior by then, by the way, so we'll be losing him. So you got DeMarion Hayes, number nine, who's a corner. Mm-hmm. He had four tackles.
DeMarion played for us as a sophomore, and we saw a lot of good things out of him that year, and then ended up not playing for us as a junior. And so he came back out this year as a senior, and he came in and worked all summer, you know, when we could work around the COVID stuff. And I tell you, he worked really hard. And then when we got to put pads on, he got in there, and he's physical. He ain't scared to mix it up. And if you came to the game on Friday night, you saw him make a number of physical tackles out there on the edge. You know, things that, you know, you can practice all you want, but until those lights turn on and you're put in that situation, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you got to play.
Yeah.
You got to play.
We're real proud of how he came up there and mixed it up with him, and he's been doing that all year. When he gets put in the box on certain formations, he'll come downhill and he'll strike you and get you on the ground, which is really encouraging from that corner position.
Perfect. All right, let's take our second break of the night. We'll come back and talk about a couple more DBs that have stepped up. We'll be right back on the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Coach Josh Veal and Coach Taylor Sharp.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Terrors.
Welcome back to the Glen Academy Rent Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Actually, we don't have Rocky Hidalgo. We got Coach Josh Ville and Coach Taylor Sharp. But we do have the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, and by Golden Isles Collision. All right, Coach Sharp, we got a couple of more of the defensive backs that you know, really did a good job Friday night. You got your sophomore, number 18, Jaden Drayton, who had three tackles on the night and really played a pretty good game.
Yeah, I'm just going to add to your stats there. Had three tackles, had one for a loss, had a forced fumble. I can't say enough about Jaden Drayton. That joker probably played 150 snaps. Didn't come out on offense except for one series, and then played the entire game on defense. And he, all week we practiced with him covering number two, which is their most explosive receiver and the guy they like to go to. And we challenged Jaden all week and just asked him, hey, man, you got to go cover number two. Wherever he goes, you go.
Yeah, here you go. Step up. It's what you play for.
Absolutely. And that joker, he played lights out. Like I said, he had a forced fumble. They motioned number two across the formation, and Jaden followed him, and they didn't block Jaden. And Jaden comes up to make the tackle and rips it away from number two, and ended up being a huge play as they were down in the red zone or close to the red zone and definitely in their field goal kicker range. And so, I mean, that was another one of those game-saving plays that we talked about earlier. But, yeah, he played lights out. And for being just a sophomore, that joker's going to be special.
Yeah.
He keeps working hard. There's big things to come for him for sure.
And there's one more right here that I believe has got to be a surprise to you. I don't know. It's your junior, number 31, Trey Concepcion. Had three tackles, three assists on the night.
I mean, he
kind of surprised me. I don't know if y'all or not.
So Trey's one of those kids we've said all along. It's going to take him about six games on JV. And once he gets it figured out, you know, the sky's the limit for him as well. And on Friday night, we put him in some positions to come downhill and make some tackles. And it took him the first series to kind of get a little loose. And then the next thing you know, he's making a play down the sideline where he showed off his speed that we didn't know he had.
Yeah,
I saw that. And lays out, makes a tackle on the guy. And again,
that's a lot of want to right there.
Absolutely. And that goes for everybody on defense. I mean, Friday night wasn't about the coaches. It was about the kids and the want to that they showed.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun on the sideline, getting to show them plays and how kids were selling out for each other, and that fired them up. And I think that's what carried us through there in the second half. Like I said, Jaden Drayton's on the field the entire game, and he's getting tired, but he knew we couldn't let those other 10 guys down, and he played his tail off. And another guy I want to mention is Navarius Williams, which is called Snooty.
Snooty, yeah.
He played a lot of the game on offense and played just about the entire game on defense as well. And he went in and covered number six, which is their number two receiver, and he did a heck of a job. He got in there, mixed it up, and, you know, was able to deny their number two which, you know, if we're taking away your number one and your number two and you've got to throw it to your number three guy, then we feel like we've got a great opportunity to win the game.
Like our chances.
Absolutely.
And that was one of the things that Coach Rocky talked about was you felt like you had the game if we could prevent the big play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, at the linebacker position and at the defensive back, well, everywhere, just – there were no big plays.
Right.
I mean, they couldn't get the ball down the field. They couldn't get it, you know, the short pass. So,
And then you could add Tyler Devlin in there on the big plays. I mean, we brought Tyler Devlin in there when we thought they were going to throw the ball up when it was second long or third and long, and it ended up being fourth and 21 with about 3.5 minutes to go, and they run a 5-yard out, and Drayton bites on the out. But like I said, you know, another guy making a play for him.
Yep.
Tyler Devlin comes from the middle of the field and high points the ball and gets his feet down and ends up securing the game for us, which was an incredible play, that one that we were just on the sideline going ballistic about. That, you know, man, it was
I
just
saw him get
awesome.
Up, and I'm like, what a vertical. You know, let me get this in, Coach. This is the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Coach Josh Field and Coach Taylor Sharp. Coach Rocky Hidalgo is actually at his daughter's signing ceremony this afternoon. She's signing a volleyball scholarship. Okay. It's a dual volleyball and academic, so I wanted to get that in there right quick. But anybody else, Coach Sharp, you want to mention before we press on?
Yeah, Canem Warren, number 25, he played safety for us as well. When they went with their 21 personnel, we put him in there as well. And he's another kid that, for, you know, just a junior, and he came downhill as well and tackled, and he's a big body kid that, man, when he figures out how to keep down or stay down and tackle, that joker is going to be a headhunter now. And he's another kid that's come on this year for us and really helped us out big time.
You mentioned their 21 package. Explain to people what that is.
That's two running backs and one tight end. So, you know, mostly what you see in the NFL with fullbacks and tight ends. I know they're foreign to the game now with fullbacks, but, you know, Rich Mahill did a little bit of that and wanted to kind of get downhill on us, but like you discussed earlier with Coach Veal, I mean, our D-line and linebackers really caused havoc up there and made it pretty easy on the safety to get in there and clean up on some of those tackles as well.
Yeah. All right, it's time to put Richmond Hill behind us. This is probably the last radio show of the week that everybody, you guys do. And, you know, let's press on. You know, it was a great win, great victory, great job for the program, great coaching, brought your kids, as you said, played lights out. I mean, you saw a team come together Friday night, you know, in a lot of ways. You know, and that's just, to me, what high school football is all about, you know. All right, pressing on to Statesburg. Coach Ville, from the linebacker, from the defensive side of the ball, what do we got to do to come out with the win?
We got to be able to stop the run. Here lately, they're just running the ball down anybody's throats and controlling the game, keeping time of possession.
They've gotten better.
They've gotten a lot better in the last three games. They've gone from averaging about 10 points a game to about 30 points a game.
Right,
They've gotten a lot better, and what they've done is they've simplified their offense and started running the football. So we got to go out and stop the run if we want to come out with a victory. So.
They too, are one of those teams that had a lot of COVID problems.
Yes.
Beginning of the season, I don't know if they had. They may have had a forfeit or two and head up. Go Sharp, what we got to do from the defensive backside? Same thing, just fit on the ball?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, their quarterback's pretty dang good. He's a scrappy joker, and they've got some guys out wide that we've got to be able to shut down, or if we don't, they could big play us and, you know, make it a real tight game. So very similar to what you saw out of Richmond Hill, we're going to get up in their face a little bit and then play some zone as well and try to mix it up so that way they don't get a beat on what we're doing. And we just got to limit the big plays. Like Coach Rock said, if we limit the big plays in any game, we've got an opportunity to win.
Do they have big play receivers? I mean, they go down the field with
They do. They've got a big, pretty-looking joker out there, about 6'2", 190 pounds, who can go get it. So we're going to be in another situation out there where, you know, Jaden Drayton or maybe one of those other guys is going to have to mix it up with them and step up to the challenge.
Yeah, I got you. So, all right, well, let's close it out. You've been listening to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show. We did not have Coach Hidalgo. We had a schedule conflict. And actually, the guys were off yesterday, too. We usually do this show on Wednesday. But if I would have asked the guys to come in on Wednesday and do this show, I probably may have heard a few choice words. So I chose not to put myself through that. But anyway, thanks for joining us, Coach Phil, Coach Sharp. We appreciate your time. You've been listening to the Rocky Hidalgo Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come get me, Mother. I'm through.